I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I just love that good old gospel singing.
I'll fly away, it's my favorite song.
I just love that good old time religion.
This song.
Over the last few years, I've been listening to people on YouTube giving their testimonies. And many of them have very intriguing and very interesting stories on how they came to know the Lord and what happened to them after they've known the Lord and their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. But what seems to be a lot these days is people giving us testimonies of going to heaven and of going to hell. A personal friend of mine had an experience of going to heaven. And when she told me the story, then I kind of relaxed and understood that many of these stories could be true, because the one who told me the story about her experience in heaven, I knew she would not lie to me. So I've paid attention after that to what is really going on. Is God trying to show us what he has prepared for them that love him? And at the same time, is God showing us the horrors of the eternal lake of fire if somebody rejects him? Well, God wants us to know that he is willing that none perish, and he will do whatever he can to keep people out of the eternal lake of fire. We hear of testimonies of Muslims seeing in visions and dreams the Lord Jesus Christ telling them about the saving message of salvation. We hear of people having visions and dreams about the afterlife. I personally, clearly and strongly believe that once a person leaves this body, he either enters into the eternal lake of fire or into the portals of glory, where he's going to be with God himself. God wants us to see and understand that he is willing that none perish. But over the last couple of years, I heard a few people giving their testimonies about how they ended up in hell, even though they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior years before. So their first thing they do is, we don't believe in eternal security. That is a lie from the pits of hell. Once they had that experience, but you know, when you think about it, God brought them back out. And the reason most of those people, if not all of those people, were sent into hell because they lived an unholy, ungodly life. One woman that I listened to said she had a problem with forgiveness. That's why she ended up in hell. But God brought her out. And she was born again when she was a teenager. There is one guy that was born again at the age of 14 or 15, and he went into drugs, but then ended up in hell because he had a heart attack. But then again, God brought him back and told him to warn people about the horrible place that is there. And after that, they seem to think that we better hold on to our salvation and we need to do everything we can to stay on the straight and narrow. And I agree with them. That's what they should have done in the first place. But that will not nullify the grace of God when you come to your salvation, because you are his purchased possession. I'm not condoning sin, but what I'm saying is, when a person lives a lifestyle that is not pleasing to God, God will allow him to come to his end before he will bring him up to the top again. And some of those people end up in hell according to their testimonies. And those who I've listened to have come back and brought a message of hope to many, many people. So what do? We need to understand what we sow, we shall also reap. If you're going to reap a promiscuous lifestyle as a Christian, then nothing good will come out of it. In the end, you will have to suffer the consequences of your choice. You may wreck your family, you may shorten your life, but God will not forsake you, because King David says in Psalm, in the book of Psalm, though I make my bed in hell, he is there to keep me. So God wants us to understand these things. Living a sinful life is never, ever good for you. We need to understand that. We need to go the straight and narrow, because the destruction that can come in your life is sometimes unimaginable. So today I will teach on this subject, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. Lord God, you will show us how to live a godly, holy life. We thank you for your grace and we ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 20, the Bible will ask the question, if you do not live a godly, holy life, then maybe you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to study that for yourself. It is very easy to understand. It says, you have not so learned Christ if you have heard him and have been taught by him, if you live like that. And the Bible teaches us, even if you are his sheep, if you're born again by the Spirit of God, then Jesus will leave the 99 and go and look for his lost sheep till he finds it, and he will bring it back. So these are the promises of God. I'm not trying to condone sin, but for those of you who have fallen into sin, you do not need to be discouraged. God still loves you. He loves you with all of his heart, and you're welcome to come back without even a blink. He will be like the father that went and reigned to the prodigal son. He does not care what you did, who you hung out with, as long as you return to the Father. And if you don't return to the Father, he may well have to use his heavy hand and bring you back. In Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 2, he tells us, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, it tells us, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. This is where forgiveness of sin comes from. It's through his blood. It's not through some religious exercise. It's through the blood of Christ. And the blood of Christ is what's being ridiculed throughout history. It's the blood of Christ that brings the power into your life, because Satan cannot come against the sacrifice that Jesus gave for us at the cross. So we need to anchor our soul in the finished work of the cross, in the blood of Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 4, it tells us, but God, who is rich in his mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places. Look at these scriptures. It tells us, in his great love, when we were dead in sins, he has made us alive. Many people say, how can a loving God throw people into hell? There is a problem with this one, because every person is a sinner. He is separated from God. He is in the family of Satan. And God wants to rescue you. He wants to make you alive. He wants to quicken you by Christ. It says, by grace are you saved. And he has risen us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Up till now, a person who's not born again is in the family of Satan. He sits with Satan. He does the things of Satan. But once God raises him up, he is seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. So anybody saying, how can a loving God throw people into the lake of fire? I'll give him this answer. It is because you don't belong to God in the first place. You belong to Satan. You come from a different species. You are in the family of Adam. But now the family of God has been made available. And he is rescuing everyone who wants to, out of the family of Adam, into the family of God. Hallelujah! What an awesome and inspiring message we have. Adam sold us out in the Garden of Eden, and Jesus bought us back through his precious blood. So he only takes what is his. The rest he will have to reject. And the rejected ones are eternally separated from God. Those who don't want him are going to be separated. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 10, for we are his workmanship. Listen to this one. Once we become born again, once we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So when you become born again, you are his workmanship. This is why I believe once you belong to Christ, you are a purchased possession. You can never, ever be separated from God anymore, because he has made you into a Christ one. By grace, we are saved through faith. We have become a new creation in Christ. We can never fall away. If you decide to walk away from God, God is going to bring the hammer down. He will go after his lost sheep till he finds it and brings it back. The one he has purchased belongs to God, and he will look for it till he finds it. So the question I have, do you know that you have been purchased? Do you know that you belong to God? If you don't, you need to find out, because we are fast running out of time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse 19, it tells us, what know you not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. This, you belong to God. You don't belong to yourself. He tells us your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You were bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself anymore. So you need to understand that even though you'll try to walk away, he'll use his shepherd's staff to catch a hold of you and bring you back. And this is how it works. If you are bought with a price, if you are his purchased possession, you may walk away from God. You may live in a very sinful lifestyle. But like King David says, though I make my bed in hell, your spirit is there with me. His lost sheep will be found, and he will bring it back. So open your heart to these things. I'm bringing this message out for your joy and your peace, so that those who know, those who understand, they have left God. They have walked away from their Savior, and they're discouraged. They're wondering whether God will still accept them. Yes, he will. turn around and come back. And on the next segment of this program, I will explain to you how Jonah the prophet tried to run away from God, tried to run away from his responsibility, and he ended up in hell. But God brought him back. So let the Lord open your heart to these interesting truths. Search scriptures out for yourself, and you will become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be
Over the last 20 years, we've heard of many testimonies of people going to heaven or going to hell. The book called 23 Minutes in Hell was a real eye-opener to me. And I've also listened to people who went to heaven. So the question is, what does the Bible say about that? Does the Bible teach that people can experience deep places before they die? Well, when we go into the Word of God, we know that the Apostle Paul went to heaven. We also know that the Apostle John went to heaven. We know that Lazarus was risen from the dead. He was in paradise. That was before the believers were allowed into heaven. They were in paradise. And when Jesus died on the cross, that's when he went to paradise to take them unto himself. And he led them into the portals of glory, which is heaven. So the question is, can somebody experience that today? Many will argue that the rich man wasn't allowed to return to his brothers to warn them about that awful place, and that's their reason for believing that people cannot go to hell and come back. But there's an interesting chapter in the book of Jonah, in chapter 2, in verse 4. Anybody who has read the Bible will understand that Jonah did not listen to God, but tried to run from him when he told him to go preach to the Ninevites. In Jonah chapter 2 in verse 4, it tells us, Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars were about me forever. See, he was in a place that had bars. He was in a place at the bottom of the mountains, and he felt he was there forever. He was in eternity. He had died. Yet, it says, hast thou brought up my life from corruption? O Lord my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee into thy holy temple. So Jonah experienced a trip into hell itself. In Jonah chapter 2 in verse 2 it says, I said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. So Jonah explains to us here that he was in hell when that fish swallowed him up. He wouldn't be able to live for 3 days in a fish's belly. So he died. And then he went to hell. He saw the gates of hell. He saw the bars of hell. And then three days later, he returned to his body and the fish spewed him out. And he said, He heard me out of the belly of hell when I cried. That is very, very amazing. And that is definitely a true story that the Holy Spirit wrote. So we need to understand that. When people tell you they've been in hell, I do not think they would lie about the situation. And King David, in Psalm 139 in verse 7, it tells us, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So he cannot escape God once he becomes God's child. Regardless where he goes, the Spirit of God goes with him. And the Spirit of God is not going to stay in hell. He will bring you out if the Spirit of God is within you. This is what I get from the Word of God. So we need to see these things and understand and warn. If you're not obedient to God, you could very well get a taste of the eternal lake of fire if you don't watch out. So with these possibilities, my advice is for believers to seek the will of God, to walk in holiness before him, because you do not want to experience these awful, awful things that are written in the Bible for some of those people who disobeyed God. You also hear of testimonies today on YouTube everywhere. The experiences they have when they get into drugs as Christians, when they get into pornography as Christians, when they get into witchcraft as Christians. They experience horrifying experiences. So the Bible teaches us we need to walk in holiness so that God will get the glory and not Satan. And this is why the Bible teaches us we should honor God in our body and in our spirit, which belongs to God. For we are not our own. We are bought with a price. So we need to open our hearts to these interesting truths, because God is not mocked. We are closing in on the end. The end times are here upon us. The stuff that we're seeing we have never seen before. So God is giving us a warning. Look out, watch, look up, for your redemption is drawing nigh. So let the Lord open your heart to these interesting truths and make you a blessing to yourself.
Amen. Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.